भगवदगीता 9.5। चमत्स्थानि भूतानि पश्यमे योगमैश्वरं भूतभृन्न च भूतस्थो ममात्मा भूतभावना। न चमत्स्थानि भूतानि भूतानि ऑल ऑफ ऑल लिविंग बीइंग्स ऑल ऑफ एक्जिस्टेंस न चमत्स्थानि इट इज नॉट सिचुएटेड इन मी। पश्यमे योगमैश्वरं जिस सी माय ऑपुलेंस योगमैश्वरं सी माय एक्स्ट्रॉर्डिनरी ऑपुलेंस भूतभृन्न च भूतस्थो भूतभृन् दैट ही इज the maintainer of all livings in bhutabhrin nacha bhutastho although I am the maintainer of all living beings, I am not situated in them. Mamatma bhuta bhavana, for I am the very source of all existence. Now many significant points in this verse again. Nacha matsthani bhutani, all living beings are not situated in me. Pashyame yogamaishwaram, this is my mystic opulence. So now this is itself astonishing. This is her, these two lines, the assertions within them are astonishing, because the previous line, previous verse had stated matsthani sarva bhutani. So normally if a person speaks something and then immediately after that that person speaks something contradictory, we will object, what's going on here, and that person will probably clarify, apologize, or it was a slip of tongue or something like that. But Krishna here, far from being apologetic about the contradiction, self-contradiction, Krishna is celebratory. He is stating that he has that this is opulence. This is mystic opulence. So what this means is that Krishna is not, this is definitely not a slip of tongue. It's an intentional statement and it's meant to convey something. What is it meant to convey? That we are at our core finite and we can't really understand God's infinite glory, but we can celebrate it and we can get some understanding of it if we are guided by God and his and those who are devoted to him, those who have realized him. So here it said that, so now matsthani sarabhutani and nacha matsthani sarabhutani, the way to understand this seeming self-contradiction is by recognizing that it refers to different manifestations of the absolute truth. Matsthani sarabhutani refers to the paramatma aspect. The paramatma as paramatma refers to the immanent feature of the absolute truth, the feature that pervades all of existence by entering into the existence. So if the absolute truth has entered into all of existence, then how exactly is the absolute truth distinctive from the rest of existence. And that is the Bhagawan manifestation, where God exists as a self-existential glory. So God is great not just because He is the creator of the world or the maintainer of the world. God's greatness has its own aspect, which talks about His self-existence. So here it is stated that it is that manifestation which is being referred to. Nachamatsthani bhutani, that all living beings are not situated in Him. So God sustains the world, but He is not burdened by the world. It is not, there was the in Greco-Roman mythology, there is the image of Atlas who lifted the world, and this Atlas who lifted the world is often depicted as a person who is soon tired, soon exhausted by carrying the huge burden of the world. Such an image should not be entertained about Krishna, because Krishna is transcendental. So sustaining the world doesn't burden Him at all. Pashyame yoga maishwaram, just see my mystic opulence, Krishna says over here. And He further explains His relationship with the world in the next verses when He says, Bhutabhrin nacha bhutastho. Bhutabhrin, He is the maintainer of all of existence. Nacha bhutastho, but I am not situated in them. So in this world, mamatma bhutabhavana, mamatma. Now this is an intriguing usage, because we know that Krishna is non-different from His body. You know, Krishna doesn't have this difference of the body and the soul, which characterizes us. Then why does Krishna use the word mamatma? So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that this is just conventional usage. So for example, he says, we may use the word Rahu's head. But Rahu was a celestial being. Actually, he was a subterranean being. He was a demon whose head was cut off by the Sudarshan Chakra of Vishnu in His manifestation as Mohini Murti during the Amrit Manthan Leela. And when that happened, at that time Rahu became, because Rahu had drunk the nectar that had touched his throat, at least his upper part of the part above the throat, although his throat was cut off, he was decapitated at the throat. So he did not die because his tongue and throat had touched the nectar, that part continued to live. So now Rahu is at, when he is nothing more than the throat. Rahu exists as the head in the, as the part above the throat, as the head. So Rahu has no body apart from the head. His body is the head. But still, by conventional usage, it says Rahu's head. So Raja says Rahu's head refers to Rahu. Similarly, Krishna's soul refers to Krishna. We are all that Krishna is Bhutabhrin. He is the maintainer of all living beings. When Krishna says Nachamatsthani Bhutani, that all living beings are not situated in me, that does not mean that Krishna is not the maintainer. It says he maintains, but he's not consumed by the maintenance. He's not exhausted by the maintenance. Matma Bhuta Bhavana. I am the source of all living beings. I am the sustainer of all living beings. But still, I am separate from all of them. So this verse enables us to understand that God, although He is intimately connected to this world as its source and maintainer, but still He is also having His self-existence separate from the world. And to the extent we understand His self-existence, existential glory, to that extent we can actually separate His existence and His nature from the misery that characterizes the world, and thus recognize that He is not responsible for the misery, that He is a source of happiness, and He wants us to become attracted to that source of happiness and to attain that happiness. This subject which we'll come back to later when we discuss Udasina Vadasinam in 9.9. But suffice it to say here that Krishna is not burdened by the world, although He takes the burden of the world through one of His manifestations, that is the super soul. But He Himself is not burdened by the maintenance of the world. Thank you.